You know what? Today I'm pissed off with you, cause you've been acting childish, T. Yo, when the fuck you gonna grow up, man? Stop having these fights with me. Deep down I know we're cool. Sometimes I wonder, would I really give a fuck if you were 6 feet under? I look at you as a friend, but when it comes down to it, it's blatant. Me and you ain't tight, like the way you are with Jason. And you don't listen to me, like the way you listen to him. That makes me think that you don't respect me. That's how the dissing begins. Every time we meet, we're at each other's throats like a couple of bitches. I hate the way you try to go on like a fuck. That's some thick shit. I know one day you'll sort yourself out, cause you ain't stupid. I just hope that that day ain't that far away, cause my life's moving at a fast rate. Picking up pace, heading towards the right place. I don't wanna leave you behind, but I can feel my heart change as every day goes by. Start to realize who my friends are. If you're one of them, prove it, fix up.
Couldn't get along today. Couldn't get along today. Perhaps I'll call you back later. Couldn't get along today. Couldn't get along today.
Once again, my friend, you managed to rattle someone's cage, but for once it ain't mine. Yo, this time it's Dave's. Fuck me, I thought we were bad, but you and him are worse. Falling out over petty shit like money, weed and birds. Talking about how if you never saw each other again, it would be too soon. I can't really talk though, cause sometimes I feel that way too. I'm just glad that me and you sorted out our differences. Now we can finally be on a level, as you like to put it, just settle. So how's your life, man? Lately you seem really down. What's it like living on that council estate in South? I know you got that big fuck off dog to protect you, but that ain't your manner, man. What's wrong with your head, dude? The way you go on, blood, you need to be careful. Hey, don't give me that shit about it, it's all cool, just be careful. Look, I gotta go, when you're in the M's next, make sure you check me. Alright, bro, cool. See you next week.
Couldn't get along today.
Fucking distraught, I'm beside myself. I can't stop crying, man, and neither can no one else. Cause today I got a call from Greg, and the first thing he said was, hey B, you're not gonna believe this, man, but Tony's dead. And at first I didn't, then I heard the tone in his voice, and I knew he was serious, so I didn't have a choice. And suddenly it hit me, and I went silent, lost for words, as I listened to him describe how you died. I felt this surge of overwhelming sadness. Fucking bastards, why they have to kill you, man, is madness. I keep picturing your face, it's the first time I've seen it. Scared as I imagine you dropping from the balcony, falling through the air. I don't know whether you fell trying to escape or whether you was pushed off, but whatever they did, it was enough to get you more than shook up. All I know is they turned up at your flat whilst you were sleeping, and seriously intended on giving you a beating. That bitch you lived with must have had something to do with it as well. She wanted you out of her yard. Why the fuck else would that dog of yours be locked in another room? I find it far too convenient. That slag must have knew that they was coming to do you something bad. I can't take this, it's driving me mad. I just can't believe you're gone, I never felt this sad. T, I fucking love you, man.
Couldn't get along today.
You're gone, nothing will ever be the same. Your death was a tragedy in every kind of way. I can't comprehend all the time we wasted on being angry at each other instead of just getting along. It's wrong, and it reminds me of how you left it last with Dave. Cause when you died, we didn't see his ass for days. And those days turned to months, and now those months have turned to years. Free to be exact, and still we're holding back the tears. I say we haven't seen Dave for years, but we have, except it ain't really him. Cause the David we knew would never take crack or heroin. Hit him hard just like it did for Jace. You and him were like brothers, and in his heart lies an empty space. Cause you'll never be replaced, and we all feel the same. All we have is love and respect when someone mentions your name. So know this, just before I hang up the line for the last time, we love you, and you're forever on our minds. See you in heaven, bruv.